26.
Hi, everybody. So here we are, another wonderful program on BBS Radio. Tonight is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. And we're going to have a great program. So, Ann, are you out there?
I am, Ron. Hi, Ron, and hi, everyone listening. Welcome to the show. We're excited. Today is July 26th. It's Saturday night, which means it's Saturday Night on the Lightship. If you're a new time listener, it's a wonderful opportunity to request a healing. So think now about what one physical healing you'd like to request the light beings to work on when we go to Creation Lightship later in the show. I was actually speaking to somebody who started listening to the shows, and they didn't realize that they were supposed to do that. So I want to make sure we always make that clear to everyone. And we have a wonderful show planned for tonight with lots of sample healings. And I'm trying to think of their, the only other important announcement is that tomorrow is the last of the July 8-hour call. So if you feel good and enjoy the trip to the Lightship tomorrow, you could join us for an 8-hour call tomorrow morning. It starts at 10 a.m. Pacific time, and it's all day on Creation Lightship with Ron, talking us through all of the wonderful healings. And then I believe the August monthly calls, healing calls, have already been posted for next month. So looking forward to that, as always. I have already a request from emails for a certain room. So if people want to put a couple of requests, is that okay with you, Ron?
Yeah, we'll do maybe for 60. Rooms? Yeah, that'd be good.
Okay.
Maybe six different rooms. So let's energize.
Let's energize the light being.
Yeah, and then also what we'll do first is take away some of your baggage maybe that you're carrying or dealing with, or maybe a size of your pack that you had. It's up to you to specify what you'd like to have released. It'll be the one incident. So it's not going to take everything away underneath that title. It'll be what you are looking at, focusing on, that probably happened maybe within the last week here. So here we go, everybody. Going to release that one particular specific incident. The energy from that, you're still going to see it, but the sting, the trauma, the drama should be greatly released. So here we go. Think of that. One, two, three, four, and five. And just maybe do it again, kind of focus on that energy. One, two, three, four, and five. There we go. So thinking about that, that's what I basically first said, and that's because you're caught up in mind energy, so that's thought. And the thoughts bring you the situation. So when you think about it, it's not like you're doing something that's completely awful. You're actually doing something good because you're looking at a situation that they gave you in mind energy, so you're releasing it from that. Some people do that. Other people kind of look at a situation and just kind of focus on it, tune into it without much thought, but you may be using thought energy anyway. Anyway, let's continue on here. What I'll do is we have, I believe, coming up at some point here, maybe within the next month, the war clearings coming up. So we had a few people sending us information on that. So we'll have, as it gets put up, you're going to be able to input a situation, a war, what you may have felt with that, may not even know what it's about. They just want to do it to see what happens. So that'll be, I think, coming up within the next month here. Another thing that I have realized when people are talking to me is that they say, gee, Ron, sometimes you don't feel anything, and maybe it's not your issue, or you cleared it already, and then you kind of want to go back and open up that festering wound that used to be there, and all of a sudden you get back onto that old timeline, and now you go, gee, I'm still having that issue right now because you looked at it. So the way the clearings work, it just takes it away. But if you go back in again and try to stir the pot and go back into further DNA programs that you have, then at that point you could actually bring it forward to you. So you may want to kind of take note of that. Naturally, some people have multitudes of issues. And, you may want to keep focusing on one of those issues that may present itself, in a different way or a different light or something. But going to a different energy here, what you may be having. Let's just say that you have a clearing of, let's just say you did a loneliness clearing because you felt lonely. Did the clearing, now you feel great. But you have a family. And since you passed on that loneliness energy from your parents and grandparents to maybe one of your children, or even maybe your spouse has a loneliness problem. So all of a sudden you clear yourself out, and then these people come forward with that issue, and now they attach it back to you again. That can happen. So you're being energetically courted by your family or friends or loved ones, because they still have that issue, and you think, geez, I thought I got rid of that. I felt great till they came home tonight. And I'm sure that's probably ringing the truth with most of you. And you go, oh, man, I would just wish my spouse didn't come home tonight. I feel wonderful, and they're bringing forth all this garbage that I got cleared off me today. And you're probably all shaking your heads, you know, yeah. So what you want to do then, typically to help you out, you may want to do a family courting clearing to get rid of that stuff. And also maybe a mind loop clearing, mind loop one. To go actually into it a different way, a whole different way, is to do your cellular mental body clearing. Now, that one just seems to work and takes away stuff, okay? So you really don't have to really be too specific with it. Just go in there, and it'll start to take things away that you don't even know that you have. And then after that, what can bring forth things is odd harmonics. You may want to do the harmonic clearing. It's the whole lifetime clearing. So cellular mental body, and then harmonic. Maybe do those two, and you may have some great results with that. So that's just another way of looking at it. But if you are doing clearings and you feel like, yeah, this seemed, you know, it felt great, and now it's not working, or I don't think the clearing worked, well, that's probably because somebody infected you. Or maybe you keep looking at your past, thinking that, I wonder if this is really cleared for me. I really don't believe these clearings work. I tried it once, and, you know, well, right away you're going to be bringing into yourself the energy that you're looking at. And so, yeah, that'll activate more DNA in you. That's why I always say and talk about this, like if you had your emotional clearing done and you felt wonderful, then just go out into the woods, become a hermit, and you probably have a very, very peaceful life. Naturally, that's probably difficult to do because everything will, you know, around you, you know, you need to, you know, provide for yourself and have people typically, or have a job. And at that point, you can't do that. But just remember, you know, the issues that you're dealing with may not even be your issue, but yet, you know, your issue that you know about. And then your person at work or your spouse or, you know, one of your children or something come home when they dump upon you this issue that you've already had cleared. Maybe you had it cleared for the last 6 months, and now you wonder, gee, why am I dealing with this issue? Well, they gave it to you on a silver platter, maybe even a golden platter, and now you have to deal with it over again. And it's not that the clearing didn't work. It's that now you're dealing with it because somebody in your family or in your workplace reinfected you. So that's how you have to look at what's going on with the different clearings. So, and they're all effective. They all work perfectly. But if you do find yourself wondering, why am I dealing with this over again? Well, somebody just probably energetically courted you and brought up all that energy. So you may want to do, if it's a family, you know, you may want to do the family energetic courting clearing. So anyway, back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. And yeah, very interesting and helpful information. You didn't mention one other healing that's one of my favorites, which is the soul family. I know you mentioned the family, the courting, which is great too. And on the soul family clearing, there is a billboard disconnection, and that's really terrific to just, it is, you cannot put something new on your billboard there, but you can remove any negativity that might be on your billboard from your soul family. And I think that's helpful because a lot of people who have been to psychics, who perhaps were in religions or in New Age things, we're told often that, oh, that's a great thing, your soul family. You know, or, oh, you're, this person's in your life because they're in your soul family, so they have something to give you or teach you. So there's kind of this underlying idea that, you know, it's a good thing. And it, in fact, is not a good thing. So thank you, Ron. Just to remind everyone, Ron's website is creationlightship.com. There's a lot more information there. Also, we have a fast chat connected to this BBS radio station, and you can put comments, requests for any samples or testimonials on there, or send them to clsquestions@yahoo.com. So we did have actually quite a few requests, Ron. And the first one is very interesting. It's a free healing, actually, but this person felt very strongly when you did this one other time on the radio, so they're asking if you could do a sample of the alien head disconnection and maybe even the implants and then shut down everybody's crown chakras.
Yeah, we could do that. So the first part would be the head connectors. So that's how they connect to you. They have to have this connector, we'll say, that comes in to you, and then it connects to the energies of your body, and that's how they come into you. So here we go. Head connector clearing. This is a free clearing on the website. It's on the left side under free sample healings, I believe, or clearing. So it's very easy to find. Little drop-down box there. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. Oh, boy, do that one again. You people need this one. One, two, three, four, and five. My eyes are watering. Very interesting. Okay, and now we'll do the satellite one because I want to do that one because that's what's connecting to your head connectors. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. That feels pretty good. And you may want to do the remote viewers up there, the alien remote viewers. So we talked about that a little bit yesterday. So if you haven't... if you didn't listen to the a program on Friday night, get on that archive and listen to it and bring up the Yahoo page. That would be yesterday. Possibly it might still be up. I don't know. But it had a lot of stuff from Gaza with the bombing, we'll say, and the clouds with aliens in it. So if you can see it from Yahoo, that would be great before they take it down. Might be up for the weekend. I don't know. But anyway, here we go. Alien remote viewers, so release that energy. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And now we'll close down your crown chakra. There's no need to have it open. It's only needed if you want to have aliens connect to you. So this is your choice. Here we go. We'll close it down if you like that. So I'll use the word stronger to do that. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Now your crown chakras are closed. How long will it be closed? Can't tell you. Remember, this, what I do is in the moment. And when you get outside of the moment, then you know, the aliens may not like that, and maybe they may force it open. I don't know. So here we go. Back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. I try to include that into, you know, what I'm saying, commanding my spirit to be in my body, my thoughts in my heart center, my spirit connected to the mind of my body, and I command my crown chakra be shut down. And then, of course, I run this free healing often. Do you have any recommendations, Ron, as to how often we should run this alien head connectors and then alien head implants is the second part of it?
Okay, yeah, probably as much as you like, you know. How connected are you? You know, that's the whole thing. Do it until you feel some relief and just keep doing it off and on. And it may get less and less as you get off of those timelines. So implants, here we go. Releasing that energy, we'll do one implant for you. You may not even know where it is, but we'll find one. So here we go. Doesn't sound too cheery, does it? We'll get one out of the thousand, right? Oh, boy. Here we go. So releasing that one. If you have, maybe your eyes have a problem. I took out cameras out of eyes a while back, and that's in the alien attack page. I think that was maybe first of the week there, a week ago, I think. So here we go. Releasing the energy. So one, two, three, four, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And if you want to call in, we'll only probably have one or two callers tonight. But if you want to talk about what you experienced, maybe, you know, from the last week's shows on VBS, that would be great because we had quite a few interesting things going on. So anything from last week that you may have felt get released from you, that would be wonderful. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you. I have another email that's a testimonial. Dear Ron, I've been listening to your shows for several months now and enjoy them and get a lot out of them. I feel lighter and freer. You are the real deal. Thank you. Wanted to share something with other listeners. For ages, I resisted doing the finger exercise, and then I finally did it and got a surprise. I was way over to the left in the past. Now I command always to be on the CLS now timeline of light and do the finger exercise every time I can.
That's great. So, Macaulay, what's happening is maybe the darkness energies that, you know, everybody has kind of attached to them as they go into your mind programs. They may tell you that everything is perfectly fine and good and wonderful, and you don't need that, you know. And, you know, typically it's not going to hurt you even if you don't need it. So, and one person or people ask you, they go, well, Ron, when you go out and battle these aliens, and what happens if you find ones that are there that are in light, and, you know, do they get terminated also? No, they just have more light. So they may have some infections. You know, maybe they're holding 20% light energy. And so, you know, the light just sees light, and all of a sudden they get blasted, and maybe they have more light because there's that spirit of that particular being and have more light energy coming into their realm. So light cannot hurt light. But the darkness, as you know, we go into battles, they first have a chance to come into the light. And the only reason why we're battling them is because they're taking away the free will, free choice of light spirits that are here in bodies. So that's why we go in to get rid of these things. So it's quite interesting to know them, to watch. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you. We do have a comment about what you were discussing first thing in the show on the fast chat. Really helpful to hear Ron discuss how a clearing can work, and then you can get reinfected. Really helped me put two and two together and get that seeing someone today who was talking about her karma, it triggered up a repetitive glitch that hadn't been in my reality for 3 months. I'd forgotten all about it until today. And then the person says, I'm going to use the natal barcode clearing and keyword crash on karma.
That sounds good, yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's a great idea. And sometimes, this actually happened to me recently, that I was around accidentally two very negative people. And it was shocking to me because it's been a long time because I'm pretty insulated. And so I think putting those words through the natal barcode is a really good idea, and maybe even a little bit of any stories that might have been agitating to you, you can clear also when you run into people or you're stuck, maybe you work with people and you can't get away from them. You might even hear people talking on the phone. You can't help it.
Yeah, because that will be infecting, you know, and sometimes they want to get you, so, you know, you don't know who's in their body. Or I should say, what's in their body. Probably what is more appropriate than who. So, you know, they may say, there's too much light in this person. We've got to reinfect them. So we'll tap into their cellular memory, okay, you know, from the beyondo. Oh, they got this issue here. They had a bad relationship when they were 16 years of age, okay? So what we're going to do now is the lady on the telephone now talk about her daughter, who is 16 years of age, who's having a really awful relationship. So all of a sudden, you hear that, and you go, geez, I had that. Well, right away, now you're on that timeline of being 16, and you will have those experiences typically happening to you. Might show up differently, but you're still on that timeline. So then you want to do a timeline crash. Get off of those. So we just changed the timeline crashing codes. So if you got onto it for, like, the monthly timeline crash, I don't think that the code system is going to work for you if you got on before the 23rd. The 24th it was changed, I believe. So what you have now on that page is the space timeline crash and the regular timeline crash, and it's the same price as a timeline crash, but I added that extra space one. But we had to do some changes in order to do that. So if you happen to be one of those people where you said, oh, I started to do a timeline crash, went on there, it didn't work, just send me an email, and it might take me maybe a day or two to get back with you to get the code that will work for a month for you. So that's what's happening. If you got on after the 24th, then no problem. Or if you want, just repurchase it, you know, like today we'll say, or tomorrow, whenever, and then let me know, because it won't work, and I'll just refund your money. Just give me your date of your transaction. It'll probably say timeline crashing. And do that, I'll just refund your money, and you can start off with a new one, which will give you two clearings on there. So back to you, Ann.
Oh, terrific, Ron. Yeah, thank you so much. So that will affect anyone who's currently running the monthly timeline crashes. Okay. We did have a comment, Ron, last night. You pointed out to people faces in the clouds, ET faces, over a war scene. So someone has a question. Oops, sorry.
Did you turn on there? No.
Here's the question. No. Were there more ETs around that situation because it's a war situation, or is that going on everywhere?
Well, that's a good question. First of all, if you notice that, if you saw the clouds, they were sucking energy. So if you look at some of the mouths, they're open. A lot of times you don't see mouths on the clouds, you see the eyes and the nose, you know. So these things were like sucking the energy into them of the trauma and drama and you know what war does. I won't go into all that stuff, but they were, you know, getting enriched with spirit energy. So I guess the question is that a normal process? Is there that many up above you all the time? I would say probably so. If you see clouds in the sky, I always see lots of faces at them. Get a little more conscious and, like I've said for years here, just get any DVD movie with clouds in it, and you're going to see those faces. Put your, player or whatever, you know, on pause and look. And I would say you'd probably see in one scene at least four faces. So are they there in that type of quantity? I would say yes. Now they just showed up because the clouds are forming around them, you know, which is the darkness there, the dark clouds, we'll say. And that could even have its own energy, you know. But anyway, that's kind of what I'm seeing. So there could have been slightly more. So I guess to nail it down for an answer, I would say maybe there was 20% more than normal because there's an event happening, you know. It's a feeding frenzy, so there would be more there, but they're there anyway. You know, look at all the populations that we have here. Everybody's getting emotionally traumatized or upset about something normally. They haven't had an emotional clearing, so right away, you know, Earth is a feeding station, especially where we have big cities. So are they not going to be there? No, they're going to be there. You just can't see them. You know, when you have a war situation, then you have family members and everything else, and it goes a long ways all the way around, there's a lot of psychic energy there, a lot of trauma, and a lot of pain and other energies there, you know, traumas, anxieties, you know, it's the whole gamut, and that's what they feed off of. And they're definitely not in the now. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Yes, thank you so much. Well, we have two weather questions, one on the fast chat and one in an email.
Let me go a little further.
Sure.
If whoever set off that particular attack with the missiles, okay, like on the airplane crash from Russia, okay, so let's just look at that one. That's another situation that happened. If everybody there on the ground, whether it's soldiers or whoever did this particular thing, you know, terrorists, we'll just call it, let's pick a word there. If they were all on the now, they wouldn't have any programs to run them to do this. And the fighting would stop. Because how do you do anything when you're in the now, when you're in the present moment? You can't. You don't have those thoughts. You're not running programs. So the whole thing is, yeah, why is that happening? Well, they're not in the now. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Yeah, thank you. Okay, this is an interesting question. We have a heck of a thunderstorm going on here, Ron. Does that do anything when I'm listening to this show and you're sending us energies? So I guess she means, you know, could it be part of the energies or could it be blocking some of the energies you're sending?
No, the energies are coming right through you through your computer.
Okay.
So it's not blocking anything, number one. Number two is you might find the energy around your house, the area where you are, changing because there's light there. And so you're not going to be able to typically experience that much of that, what's going on. That's why you want to do some of those clearings. You may want to get on and do the gray sky clearing. So when there is thunder and lightning and things happening, especially when you see the lightning, you know, go like, you know, horizontally, then you're seeing battles happening. You're actually seeing alien races battling each other. And it could even be two negative races. And that be a light race and a dark race, typically. You know, they're just probably wanting to get territory, so they're battling. And you're seeing that happening. So you're actually seeing alien wars happening before your eyes. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you. And another weather question, actually. Can I timeline crash a future bad weather situation I keep hearing about? It is a few months in the future. Is there any other thing I could be doing?
I don't think you can go that far out. Number one, if you heard about it and you're worrying about it, then you're going to be drawing that energy in even stronger, okay? Because you're enforcing the timeline. So you're giving the timeline your spirit energy to have it manifest, another way of saying that. So you're going to create a self-fulfilling prophecy. I don't think you should go over probably 1 week in the future.
Okay?
So I wouldn't go over 1 week. If you hear about what you're talking about and, you know, it's getting down to a one-week situation, then, yeah, you may want to start doing something. But typically, everything works in the now. And plus, those timelines aren't solidified. You're probably just reading multiple timelines. So if you happen to go to 10 different psychic readers, they may have 10 different answers for you. I wouldn't recommend that, but they may have 10 different situations of confirmation from different timelines, and they could be all pretty similar, but it could be different timelines that's being read. And naturally, the information coming across could be connected to a hologram on a timeline, and it can look perfectly real. And so, you know, you could see something happening. Maybe if you're an astronomer or something and they see something out there coming, we'll say, and it looks pretty bad. Well, they're just on a timeline. Where's their finger? Where are they looking? Okay. That would be a good thing for somebody to tell them. Where are you looking when you try to find this stuff? Because you are maybe looking for trouble and problems. Well, sure, it's going to come across. You know, just think, you know, when, know, you go to a doctor or something, you know, and you feel great, and they go, uh-oh, you got this, and you go, oh, no. Then you do all your research on it. Well, you're enhancing it even more. It may not be too bad to find out what you're dealing with, to do get more information, to do, you know, timeline crashes and different, you know, healings, you know, to help yourself out. But all of a sudden, it puts you into the fear mode. And once you're in that fear mode, they got you. Remember, you want to come into oneness with the situation to get rid of it. If you can't do that, then it's going to manifest, because you have to be able to, you know, ask your situation of whatever you're dealing with on a physical level, like an illness or something, to die. You have to command it to die after you come into oneness with it, because you created it. It's not going to go away. It has its own life of its own, much like your body. You know, there's things in your body that you know nothing about that keeps plugging along, you know. You know, just think if you had to figure out how to digest food. God, that would be a really rough one. You know, how do you do that, you know? The body knows. So you don't want to put any blocks in you and, you know, just get on and, you know, do the clearings and to get into oneness with it so that it can't hurt you. Once you're into oneness, then it's you, then you can command it to do what you want to do. And actually, if you don't want it, then that's fine. If you want it and you want more, but you could create more and ask for more of it. That's perfectly fine, too. That's your choice. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, that's very helpful. I was wondering if we could have a sample, perhaps, of the mental body clearing for this person that's sort of worried about a future event. I feel like that might be in someone's mental body.
Well, that I'd probably a mind loop might be a better one, but I'll do the mental. So if you are worried about that event happening, whatever it is, then you may want to do the mind looping one. But here we go. Mental, so think of a situation, you know, could be the radiation from Fukushima coming to kill everybody. That's a possibility. So here we go. I don't want to scare you all, but here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, well, I'm yawning, 3, 4, and 5. So, back to you.
Thank you, Ron. And if you, can you just explain a little bit about why you might, or how you would know if you need the mind loop clearing?
The mind loop is if you keep repeating a pattern, which would be some kind of continuous thought pattern, you know? Or like I mentioned on it, you know, a few times going to a store and the person, you know, says thank you very much or whatever, have a nice day, you know, whatever. And it's the same thing over and over and over again. That's the mind loop pattern. Drive safe, you know, don't get hurt or whatever, you know. So if you're doing that all the time, then you know you got a problem. You're in control of something, you know. If you keep seeing 1111 or some number on your phone, then they're tapped into you. They're just validating that they got you. How do they validate that? Well, they move your head, move your neck around to find that digital phone or timer or whatever that you have, clock, and there it is, 1111. Oh, geez, they got me again. So there you go. Back to you.
Okay, so, thank you, Ron. Can you do a quick clearing of that famous 1111 and maybe the 1212 for people listening in case they've had that problem recently?
Well, yeah, I can do it in the now here, but I can't guarantee it's going to eliminate those people seeing it all the time. You know, you have to, more than one clearing, okay? So, you know, there could be 1,000 alien races tapping into 1111, so I can clear one of those races. But what about the other 999, okay? So here we go. Releasing that one energy, so stronger, stronger, and stronger. That's released. Now we'll do 1212. Use the same words here again. Stronger, stronger, stronger. A little heavier. Stronger, stronger, and stronger. Okay?
Wonderful, Ron. Thanks so much for doing that. I know we've had people call in and write in that they have issues with that, so hopefully that helps some listeners. Okay, we have a request from a listener on the fast chat. One of our listeners saw two different snakes today, and they got chills as they walked by them. Can you do a clearing for, I don't know what that would be, something frightening us or something that shouldn't be here? You've said before that anything that would sting us or bite us, other than, of course, a cornered animal that would instinctively bite you if it was frightened, but anything like a mosquito or a wasp, something that has no real purpose here other than to sting or bite us. Well, there's the bites and stings clearing, but so I don't know what we could do to help this person that saw two snakes today.
Well, okay, it could be anything. It could be maybe, a long time ago, they were bitten by a snake, and now they see a snake or two snakes, and that's to reinforce that energy. So maybe this is a time-coded, implant, time bomb, we'll say, waiting to go off. That could be a possibility. So you need to kind of realize, what do you want to do about this? I do timeline crashes probably on it because you saw two things. So here we go. And your body reacted. So this is a body thing going on, nothing to do with mind, okay? So let's talk about that just quickly. So your body had a definite response, which means your body went through some type of trauma with a snake bite. Typically, or maybe got eaten by a snake. May have been a gigantic snake out in the Beyondo. Maybe if you look back in your dream history, maybe in the last week, if you could bring it up, maybe you're on some alien planet where the snake was 100 foot long and it ate you, you know, but your body all of a sudden knows that doesn't like snakes. Okay, so that's the whole issue. So it's not necessarily mind energy doing this, although it's programmed through the mind into you, but your body responded. Your body knows. So here we go. Let's release this energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So, you know, and if it happened in this lifetime where maybe a snake scared you, then you may want to do some timeline crashes for that particular age that you were, and kind of narrow it down and go back and get off all those timelines. So you're on the snake timeline right now, and your body does not like it. So let's go to the light ship, I guess, huh?
Okay, fine, Ron. I do have a few requests, actually just three so far. Shall I just tell you them right now before we go?
No, why don't you just bring them in, because I might forget.
Okay, and just a reminder to everyone to request a healing. You can write it down. I like to do that so you don't have to overly focus on it. And even if you have a little piece of paper, you can, like, stick it on your chest and the light beings will read it.
Okay, so here we go. This only works live for the people listening live. If you're not live, then you're dead. No, just joking. So, that is true, though. but anyway, so... you will feel peace energy. Rest in peace, right? So anyway, here we go. So come to the next Saturday night program, and you can go to the light ship. So here we go. Going up and bringing up our animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we're there. And let's first just go into the hot tub room. Then I'll take one from Ann here. So hot tub room. And we're in the golden gel energies, and you may feel your skin changing slightly. This will help to detoxify your body. So here comes this energy for you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, Ann, first room?
The cancer release room.
Okay, cancer release, so cancer cell release, or cancer release. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and like we said, request one specific healing, and that's just, yeah, can tongue tied here. That specific healing is what you want to request for each one of these rooms. So here we go, more cancer cell release. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, okay. Next room, please.
The deer room.
Deer room, okay. So here comes the deers, so stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay?
Thank you, Ron. The elephant room?
Okay. So here comes the elephant. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. So here we go. Let's go into another room. Let's go into a room that has the beavers. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, next room, please.
How about the dolphin room?
Dolphin, okay. Here comes the dolphin energies. And it's your choice of what color dolphin you like, so you can specify that. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay.
The butterfly room.
Okay. So here we go. We can ride the butterflies. So here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke.
Okay, that was the last of our requests. I'm just trying to think of what else is a... How about the owl room? I don't think we've done that one in a while.
Okay, here we go. So, owls, one, two, three, four, and five, okay? We'll come back from the light ship, everybody. So, remember, right now you're out of time completely. You're in source energy. You're bilocated. I'm going to bring you back here. I'll count to five. And everything that you brought up is coming with you. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five. You're back here again. Probably felt the energy shift. Some people, their bodies jerk when we come down. And you're now connected to the earth plane fully. So back to you, Ann.
Wow. Thank you, Ron. That was, as always, terrific. And it's interesting. I have a friend who recently started to listen to the radio shows, and she asked me if you ever talk about ascension. And so that gives me a kind of a clue that perhaps it's been a while since we've talked about ascension. And, of course, we never know that we may have many new listeners on a show. So I was wondering if you could sort of start at the beginning with ascension and Creation Lightship's part in that and everything, as if somebody has never heard of it or you before.
Okay, so ascension is when the light gets turned off in the universe of light. That's what ascension is. So the darkness can no longer attach, connect, cord, to the light energies. So the light never created darkness, and the darkness never created light. And when the time of ascension happens, everything is turned off, and the light collects light. That's basically it. If you're listening here on this program, more than likely if you have... you've been here for probably a long time, unless you're brand new here. But typically, most people have been here 30 to maybe 50,000 years, and some are actually double that. But basically, you've been here a long time, and you lost out on this because you were taken sideways through a belief system that was not created by the light. Another way of saying that, when you think, you're judging the light. And the light doesn't judge you, but you judge the light, and that takes you into mind energy. And, maybe people got tired of being in the light. Maybe they wanted to have duality. Maybe they didn't want to have peace. I don't know. But then the darkness took a hold of that, gave you programs to keep you away from peace, keep you away from your spirit energy, and they gave you mind instead, which works in duality. We've used the word karma earlier from somebody, and that's what you've got in its place. You've got karma in place of peace. And your body's full of situations, energies, that was created from the darkness in your DNA. In light, there's no DNA. No reason to hang on to anything. If there was DNA, it'd only be used to create another life form, and that's it. It doesn't have any of the energies of duality in it or people's stuff. So that's basically what ascension is. The light comes to regain what it has created so the darkness cannot attach to it. everything is pure. It is actually with no light, because the light is brought by source energy, and the source energy would be the creation light ship, bringing forth the energy of peace, and the peace energy is where you should be, which we call light. There should be another word besides light, because the New Age people, a lot of them think that they're, light workers. And the light worker is not typically going to be of source energy. The darkness created a lot of this light of the darkness energies, and the light of the darkness is what's out there in the healing modalities and the churches and everything else, promoting mind energy. So that's kind of basically it in a nutshell. So if you're here, it's probably because you didn't ascend when Jesus did the ascension process 2,000 years ago. And is it your fault? Well, you just got taken sideways. Maybe you were a follower, and maybe you're a great follower. And then after the energy left, the light ship disconnected. The people had their own energies to hang on to. Remember, the light's not going to interfere with you. So you could be one of those people that maybe was there, might have remembrance of that. And maybe, 5, 10, 15 years, 20 years after Jesus left, the darkness came in and swallowed you up and, maybe put you on crosses too. Because the light only comes to do the ascension process. That's where we are right now. So back to you, Ann.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. That's very helpful and always a good review for everybody. And for people who can get on Ron's website, again, it's creationlightship.com, there is a section, lovely, all written up about what is ascension. So when you have time, there's a lot of stuff to look at and read on there. So when you can do that, please do. Okay. I was wondering, Ron, when you said light, because I have had people say, oh, I'm in the light, or I'm a light worker, and you've talked to us about light of the darkness, and you've actually that would be a nice thing to do. You sometimes bring in the energy of, say, the real Jesus or the real saint instead of the one that people think they're talking to, or they are talking to, but he's a light of the darkness being. But that was a long way around saying, could you give us the energy of the true light so that if people have been mistaken and they think they're connected to the light, you can show them what it feels like to be connected to the light?
Oh, boy. Well, they are right now because they're listening to the program. So light doesn't give you any real emotional energies. The darkness, the light of the darkness will. So that will give you an emotional aha, or I feel wonderful, or this is great. Light doesn't do that. Light doesn't judge anything. So the light will not bring forth a judgment in you to validate that it worked for you.
Okay, so it's really back to the emotions, isn't it, Ron? To just
know
if you're being emotional, you're not connected to your spirit.
Yeah, what I can do is a lot of people might have a picture of Jesus or a statue or something on their wall, if they were Christians, and you may still have that hanging around someplace. So I could take that light of the darkest energy off of that particular icon, or just pull up a picture of Jesus maybe on your computer. If you go to my website, unfortunately it'll be of light. So just type in Jesus. And just get a picture and do a Google search or something, and that will be full of the light of the darkness energy. And what I'll do is just charge that picture for you. So our time's we got a few minutes, so I'll give you all about a minute to pull up that. Or maybe Mother Mary, either one would work, or if you're listening, you want to bring up some other religious energy, maybe Muhammad or something, I'll change that too and bring light into that for you so you can feel, the difference on it.
Right, and I want to just share with everyone, because I don't think we've mentioned this in a while, that you can buy pictures from Ron. I believe most of them are $10. One or two might be $15. And Ron will charge them for you. I have three in my home, and it really feels wonderful. And I chose Jesus, the light being, and also Melchizedek because I know for a fact I had a relationship with the light of the darkness, Melchizedek energy. So that just felt correct for me to get that picture and have it charged by Ron so that it has the true light in it.
Okay, everybody, here we go. So you have your favorite icon, we'll say, up on your monitor screen. If you wanted to do two screens, I could do two of those, we'll say. So here we go. Right now, you're feeling the energy of the light of the darkness in that particular picture. And now we're going to put true light into that for you. So here we go. I'll count to 10 to do that. And you'll feel the presence change on the picture. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There. So it should feel pretty neutral. It won't communicate to you. It'll just hold the space of light for you right now. So it's just source energy, and the only way to really talk about it is it's peace. So you have peace energy now in that particular picture. How long will it last? I can hold the energy for you for an hour. So 1 hour from now, and we'll just say 1 hour and 5 minutes. Looks like it's about 5 minutes till. So at that point, the picture will fall back into the light of the darkness, which is actually what's controlling it. So everybody, I'll just say thank you for coming on board. We have a new clearing up, the self-sabotage clearing. I think it's probably launched already. And
yes, you can get in there, Ron. Put sabotage or self,
okay,
and it'll come up.
Wonderful. Okay. Hopefully you're going to be on the call tomorrow. Give her some alien critters. And in fact, I might just give people who want to get on the call next month, okay? I think I'll give away that self-sabotage clearing for the people for next month. So if you do want to come on the call, I'll be giving that code out. And I think next Saturday is a birthday party for people born next month. And we'll go to the lightship and have some goodies, some bacon ice cream or something, a birthday party. So anyway, thank you, everybody. Blessings, and we'll see you later. Bye, everyone.
Night, all, and thank you, Ron. Bye.